afflicted. Stripped of every semblance of your beauty, you were despised and rejected. On the darkest day that history has ever known, with eyes of fire fixed on your own, you entered into the brokenness of this world and served us with your suffering. Stood in the gap, making intercession with your agony, laid your own body on the altar as the offering, like a lamb being led to its slaughtering, like a son submitting to the will of his father joyfully. You were altogether God, and yet altogether man, enrobed in garments of flesh and still absolutely and definitively other than. You are the embodiment of righteousness, the essence of holiness, the presence of purity, the very power of God contained within the limitations of a human frame, your precious name defamed as they disfigure your face, bruise your body, and break your soul. But to make us whole, you endured every blow until it was finished. Jesus, the righteous sun meant to shine on us, died for us, a death too wicked for one who was innocent. You were beaten and breathless, silent and helpless, wounded for transgressions, a victim of undeserved oppression, bludgeoned to the point of no recognition, bearing in your very own body the very burden of our sin and the Father's indignation, this cross. This crown, these nails in this robe, each blow sufficiently absorbing the debt that we owe, also that we could know and be known by the one who created us to be fulfilled and satisfied in him alone, the King of Glory, abiding in the trenches with the enemies of God, robed in reproach and robbed of honor. You take lashes you didn't earn. You drink a cup you don't deserve. But as whip and lash intend to break you, you cannot be broken, for you are stronger than the cross you bear.